let's get to it. It is a Thursday. It is crunch time. And we give you this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
The lightning round is going.
I feel if I just start singing in a bar, people are going to think he's drunk or he's on crack. So let's leave the lyricism to Nick and let's move along.
Yeah, I didn't have anything to add, so it's fine. You're the one who sings anyways. We're going to do fill in the blank today on some of the bigger sports stories from the past couple days, starting with the 2017 Baseball Hall of Fame class. And Jeff Bagwell, an assumed steroid user, made it in with his Rookie of the Year and MVP award in 1994 and almost 500 home runs, really not kind of a great career, but still made it in. The election of Jeff Bagwell is blank.
Confusing, because I had multiple reasons for other guys, not so many for him. There seems to be kind of a non-linear logic here. The answer is confusing.
Tim Raines was also voted in his 10th and final year, actually getting better in the 10th year when he was on the ballot. And if you looked at the wrong baseball reference page yesterday, figuring out who Tim Raines was, his 75 career games played with a .213 batting average doesn't sound very Hall of Fame worthy. But the real Rock Raines, during a 6-year consecutive All-Star selection streak, stole 500 bases and led the league in steals 4 straight years, never swiping less than 50 during that stretch. His stats look a lot better on paper than Bagwell. Well, Tim Raines being put into the Hall of Fame on his 10th and final year on the ballot is blank.
Misleading. If he was so great, if Rock Raines was a Hall of Famer, we should have had this conversation in 2007. I don't understand these guys who get better each year while they're retired. So I feel it's misleading as to the really good player he was. This leads you to believe he was a great player for the entirety of his career when he only was for about 6 years.
Ivan Pudge Rodriguez got in on his first pass through on the Hall, joining Johnny Bench as the only two catchers to ever be named on their first ballot into the Hall of Fame. He won 10 straight Gold Gloves, 6 straight Silver Sluggers, and an MVP award in that time. Pudge never led the majors in any hitting category during his career, except for double plays grounded into during his MVP season, and then he was able to hold on when he tagged out JT Snow after being bowled over in the 2003 NLDS on the way to the Marlins winning the World Series. Ivan Pudge / Slim Rodriguez getting into the Hall of Fame is blank.
Hooey. The reason I say that is if you polled every single baseball fan who's cognizant of what's happened during the Peds era and said, you know, if we're going to put a guy who has an absolute connection to Peds and steroids in, it would be... Yeah, you're going to get Bonds, you're going to get Clemens, you're going to get Rafi Palmeiro, you're going to get McGuire, you're not going to get Slim Watt Rodriguez. It's hooey.
If anyone would know, it would be you, Steve. This round of the AFC and NFC Championship games has three potential Hall of Famers and potentially the NFL MVP in this season. This has only been topped 2 other times. This was once in 1973 and once in 1993 when 4 future Hall of Famers played in the championship games. This weekend's slate of championship games with 4 great quarterbacks is blank.
Magnificent. I mean, Matt Ryan is not a Hall of Famer as we speak, but there were a lot of Hall of Famers who didn't come close to what he accomplished this year with Roethlisberger and Rodgers and Brady's. Brady, you got a lock. The wild card weekend was crappy. First Saturday to divisional round was crappy. Sunday was brilliant. This is magnificent. Oh, I love it.